on the line. Elio, have we got you?
You have.
Fantastic. Well, it's good to have you back. Now, as I say, we're talking about the so-called race that stops the nation, the Melbourne Cup, and some of the concerns raised. First off, when we talk about conditions for the horses we'll see racing, or the horses we'll see racing in other races around the country, what kind of conditions do these animals face?
Well, look, first of all, most horses are kept in what's called a box. It's basically, you know, a small barn, if you want to call it that. It's roughly 3 metres by 3 metres. Often these horses spend up to 23 hours a day in there, and often there's no interaction with any other animals. As a result, they're unable to graze, obviously, and horses need to be able to graze in order to neutralise their stomach acids. And because they're only fed 2 to 3 times a day, 90% of them suffer from bleeding in the lungs. Suffer from stomach ulcers, and also as a result of being pushed too far, they also suffer from bleeding in the lungs. In fact, 90% do. It's really a case of people believing that these animals are really well looked after. I think the racing industry does a fabulous job of putting forward that really positive image that these horses are the best looked after animals in the world, but it's simply not the case.
Another one that really raises, I think, shock for a lot of people is the number of these animals that are actually killed because there's just no place for them, whether that's due to injuries or retirement. How many horses do we actually see killed a year, and why?
Look, the exact number nobody knows, and I think the racing industry deliberately doesn't want anyone to know. They have the ability to monitor every single racehorse if they wanted to. They do have a retirement form, but there's no information on that form that enables anybody to be able to follow up on these horses. So it's really just a PR exercise, really, so that they can say that these horses have been rehomed without having to substantiate it. They breed 13,500 racehorses every year, and the breeding population does not increase. In fact, the horses that are used for breeding is in slight decline. The number of horses competing is in slight decline. So therefore, the numbers that are bred must also equal the numbers exiting the racing industry. And with very few homes out there, most of these racehorses will end up being slaughtered. And certainly, our research has shown at every single knackery and abattoir that we've visited where they kill horses, the majority end up being racehorses being either thoroughbreds or standardbreds, which are used for harness racing.
Well, in fairness there, as you say, I mean, a lot of these horses are horses we would never see on the screens. They're bred, but they don't quite make the cut when it comes to hitting the racetrack.
Yeah, well, that is true, and between 30 and 50% of racehorses that are born into the industry don't have the temperament or the ability to be racehorses, and many of them are discarded even as young as a few months of age. Some of them are even at birth. They'll look at the foal and decide from a very, in the first month or two, that the horse they don't think is viable as a racehorse, and they're sent to slaughter. We've seen a pen full of foals, about 60-odd foals, all the same size, that could only have been racehorses, probably came from the same stud. And probably a lot of them weren't even registered, so they're deemed to not have even existed in the first place. So there's many thousands of racehorses that we're talking about every year that get sent to slaughter that nobody, really knows about.
The Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses, what would you actually like to see done around the racing industry and around the Melbourne Cup, I suppose?
Well, look, first of all, I think they need to implement a retirement plan that gives every racehorse bred into the industry, whether they race or not, whether they make $1 million or $1,000, whether they go into breeding, they all deserve to live out the rest of their lives, and I think it's incumbent on the racing industry to provide this for them. That's the very least that they can do. They should also ban the use of whips. What the whip does is makes the horse try even harder when it wants to slow down towards the end of the race, and this is when injuries occur, when horses are pushed to beyond their physical limits. And we think by banning the whip, what it would mean is that it's a level playing field. I mean, everyone knows this, but somehow the racing industry is entrenched in this culture of using the whip, and it's going to take some shifting before they change their ways. However, we think that is inevitable. They should also ban the two-year-old racing, in fact, three-year-old racing, because they're simply too young. A two-year-old horse is basically a young adolescent, and their bones don't fully develop until they're 5 to 6 years of age. By that stage, the average racehorse is being retired and being sent to slaughter.
And just as a final point there, Leo, is there any sort of, you know, have you had the time to sort of speak to everybody who actually is watching the Melbourne Cup this afternoon? I imagine they're probably not giving you guys any sort of advertising time. But if you had one thing to say to some of the viewers of the Melbourne Cup this afternoon, what would that be?
Well, we would say to people, go out and have a great time. Put on your fancy dress and your fascinators and have a glass or two of champagne. Have an awesome time, but don't do it on the back of the racehorse. Do it, have your own party or barbecue or whatever, and perhaps use it as an opportunity to raise money for some animal cause that really needs the funding. We're certainly having a great day today, even though it's pouring rain here in Melbourne. And our message is to everyone that we want everyone to have a good time, but don't support exploitation and cruelty to animals.
Well, Elio, thanks very much. Do appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.